Inside Gaza, BBC sees total devastation after 2 years of war. Conservative justices sharply question Trump tariffs in high-stakes hearing. U.S. to cut flights at 40 airports if shutdown doesn't end, Transportation Secretary warns. Hamas hands over another coffin containing remains to Israel. Miss Universe contestants walk out after organizer berates Miss Mexico. A popular rapper held over an influencer's death. What we know so far, Mexico president to seek charges after being groped on street. Great Barrier Reef may partially recover from grim future. If global warming stays below 2 degrees Celsius, German nurse gets life in jail after murdering 10 to reduce workload. Modi's party faces test in crucial Indian state election. Philippines declares state of calamity as typhoon death toll rises to 114. French police launch investigation into Al-Fayed sex trafficking allegations. Mandate for change. Zohran Mamdani wins New York City mayoral election. Miss Universe contestants walk out after organizer berates Miss Mexico. 12 dead in crash after engine falls off cargo plane during takeoff in Kentucky. 7 Italian climbers still missing in Nepal. From gas to groceries, has Trump kept his promise to tackle rising prices? Mamdani says he's a democratic socialist. What does that mean? Queues and protests. BBC at the Shein store opening in Paris. Are Christians being persecuted in Nigeria, as Trump claims? Why the fall of Pokrovsk would matter to Ukraine and Russia? My skin was peeling. The African women tricked into making Russian drones. Smiles and joy inside Mamdani's victory party. Watch U.S. election night's big winners in 90 seconds. Smoke hangs over Louisville after deadly plane crash. Shipping containers swept away in deadly Philippines floods. Bilbao offers rentals for 55 euros a month to young people who want to become independent. Gold prices hold gains as dollar ticks down. U.S. shutdown worries lend support. Exclusive, China buys 2 cargoes of U.S. wheat after leaders meeting, traders say. Momentum on climate action is waning. Singapore minister says as COP30 looms, leaders meet for Amazon summit amid worries over global cooperation at COP30 climate talks. Oil edges up as glut fears ease despite weak demand. Japan, U.S. consider rare earth mining near Minamitori in Pacific. PM Takaichi says oil prices muted after recent losses as oversupply, demand concerns persist. Rubio, Hegseth brief lawmakers on boat strikes after congressional frustration. Oil settles down more than 1% at 2-week lows on fears of glut. The new revenue stream for Greece's struggling rice farmers, wedding confetti. Investigators find black boxes from UPS plane crash that killed at least 12 Volvo cars, targets operating profit margin above 8% in strategy revamp. IMCD reports 3Q25 EBITDA below consensus despite stable revenues. LANXESS Q3 results meet expectations, guides to lower end of FY range. Gedeon Richter cuts FY25 guidance after mixed 9M results. Trump's trade war with China in 2025. Adecco reports strong Q3 results with 11% EBIT beat. Siensco reports Q3 results lowers full-year guidance. MSCI to add Paytm. 3 other Indian stocks to flagship global index. Vietnam exports to U.S. fall in October for 3rd straight month. Russian services sector returns to growth in October. A Trump Supreme Court tariff defeat would add to trade uncertainty. Japan's services activity remains strong despite slower new order growth. India services growth slows in October as price pressures ease. Nigeria rejects U.S. religious freedom designation, says it is based on faulty data. Australia trade balance grows as expected in September as exports rebound sharply. Japan's services sector extends growth in October despite demand slowdown, PMI shows. Bank of Canada governor says budget incentives will enhance productivity if executed well. U.S. Supreme Court casts doubt on legality of Trump's global tariffs. Morning bid, spotlight on knife-edge BOE decision.